Difficult parsha, two very difficult parshas. I have seven parshas in 4 weeks now. Right, this week is Tazrim Mitzera, next week is Achrim Mois Kedoshim, the next week is Amor, and after that is Bahar B'chukosai. So seven parshas in 4 weeks. Okay, so Tazrim Mitzera is a difficult parsha, very difficult parsha. That's someone else. Let's see, grab some. Let's see. This is a question. I don't know. Some guy. Anyhow, so it's a very difficult parshas, but we are told that the main problem that all the problems come through is through and from dibur. It comes from speech. And that's really what saras is. So we first have to try and define what is saras, and then we can begin to understand why is it that dibur has such an effect on us. It's more than almost anything else that we're going to do. So let's see as we go along. First thing is a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. We mentioned this Gemara a number of weeks ago, but let's see it again. Meisavei, Chavivim Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Gemara is talking about, I'm not going into right now because we have a lot to cover, but the idea is Chavivim Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoseh Mimalchei Asharis. More than the angels in heaven. How do we know that? She Yisrael Omrim Shira B'chol Shah. They say the praise all the time. Umalchei Asharis Ein Omrim Shira Elapam Achas B'yom. Once. The Amrulei and others say Pam Achas B'Shabbos, once in a week. The Amrulei Pam Achas B'chodesh. The Amrulei and others say Pam Achas B'shona. The Amrulei Pam Achas B'shavua in 7 weeks. Seven years. The Amrulei Pam Achas B'yovel. The Amalei Pamachas Biolo. The Yisrael Mazkirin is Hashem Achesh Teitevus. They mention Hashem's name after two words. Shinema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Umalchi Ashuris are not so quick. Ein Mazkirin Hashem Eloli Acher Gimel Teivus. How do we know that? The Chsiv Kodosh, 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 and then Hashem Tzavokos. The Yein Malchi Ashoris Omrim Shiru Lamala, Adji Yisrael, Lamata, Shiomri Yisrael Lamata. Till Kla Yisrael says Shira down here, which we need to explain, then Malchi Ashoris don't say Shinema, Baronia, Chakechle Boker, Baodar, Vayeru, Kobne Yisrael, Alam. Good. Okay, so therefore we go through. Now, let's start. When you turn the page, we have a Ramban. And the Ramban, and on the opposite side is a Rambam. We first have to define what we're talking about when we talk about the concept called Tzaras. What is it, and how does it work? So the Ramban starts, Va'beged, Kiyya blabo nega tsaras. Ze'eno beteva klal. This is not within the natural setting. V'lohave be'olam, it's not in the world. Leprosy is not what we translate it as leprosy. We have to be very careful because it gives us the connotation that it's a sickness like leprosy. It is not a sickness, and it does not, it's not contagious in that manner, and it's not the way we normally define what it is called leprosy. V'chein negoi batan, and the same thing is in nega on the house.
Can I just say some more questions? When the Ramban says ze'ino b'teva, he's talking b'davka about
No, he says at the end, was came to go in batim.
No, that's batim.
Right.
So, no. I have Adam, I have Beged.
Oh, that we're going to see. We'll see. Abel. Not only that, we're going to... let's go a little further. I'll just point to you because we don't have time really. But it's a very big question how to understand this Ramban. We'll see. Abel bios Yisrael shalemim. when Klal Yisrael were in its very complete and beautiful state, Lashem, Yeruach Hashem Aleihem Tomid. The Ruach of Hashem was on us. Lahamid Gufam, to raise and to establish the bodies, Ubigdeyem and their garments, Ubateyem and their houses, Bimare Tov, in a very good appearance. V'kashe yikore be'echod mehem chet v'oven, and when a man will sin, Yisave ki or kibibas basaro, there'll be something on the skin. Oh, bebigdo, see how he put that in. Oh, bebigdo, oh, bebeso, laharos, what does that show? Kis Hashem sor me elov. Hashem has moved away from being together with him. So tzaras is the sign that Hashem has moved away from the close relationship with you because of a sin that has been done. Hashem has moved away. So he moved away. And therefore, it's made, if you notice at the bottom, he says a note, and it's made that way so that you will think it through and put your ways in a proper manner. V'lokach, Omar Akosov, v'nosati nega tzoras, v'beis eretz achuzaschem. I'm going to put it into the house in the land of your inheritance. Ki hi makas Hashem b'bayis ahu. It's the hint of Hashem. V'nei eino noeg elo b'oretz. It applies only in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the question is, what only applies? Is that on all of those that we have been talking about? All three? Or is it so far only he's talking about the bias right now? The Rambam says, clear as day, Tzaras is only in Eretz Yisrael. Nowhere else. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't apply, because you're not close enough to the Rabbein Hashem to have Tzaras.
But they were in the Midbar, they had
Tzaras. That's a big discussion. We know individuals had, and that was like Miriam, etc.
Yeah.
That's also very difficult parsha, because, as we'll see, we're going to see how we'll go. Yeah, but that's before. No, that's because that's before they came. Every time you find that, right? The Gemara Megillah has a long discussion about it. Is that when before on Daf Yadalit, before you come, it doesn't apply. It's once Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, then it are things apply.
So it's your absence of Tzaras and closeness to Hashem.
Right. I give you and I a bracha. We should be zeicha to have Tzaras. It's a tremendous, tremendous madrega, and we're going to see it. You know, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us. Could you imagine, I say to you something that's not 100% right. I go to sleep and in the morning there's a blotch on the wall. And not only is it that I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved out, but it's going to be very clear to see if the tshuva that I did was a proper tshuva. Because if the blotch gets bigger, then you see the tshuva was nothing and you better redo it. If the blotch gets smaller, so now you see that it's beginning to your tshuva process. So not only do you see that it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close and you just did something wrong, you better put it together. We can clearly see it, whether it is or isn't. So we do tshuva today and we hope. We don't really know. It's hard. But they had a clear count that would show it. It's an unbelievable madrega. I'm not wishing you and me and Shev to rise in that way, but we should be on that madrega that we should be zeichet to such a Shehi nachos Hashem. Kemo she'omar ki sovo el Eretz Kenan, you'll come to Eretz Kenan, Hashem ninosin lachem lachuza. Ve'ein adovor mipnei chovas karka. It has nothing to do because of the land. It's not a chiyuv in the land like trumas and mises. Havu mipnei shelo yovo ha'inyan ahu Ela be'eretz ha'nivcheres. It's because it's in the chosen land. Hashem anichbod shochayim betocha. Because that Hashem dwells in it. And since He's dwelling there, so our closeness with Him is what causes the, when we do something wrong, to have it that way. Uvetoris konim dorshu od she'ein abayis mitamei el acha kibush v'chiluk. Only after we conquered the land, divided the land, then there was starting tzaraz. V'she'e kol echod v'echod makesh lo. Each person had to recognize his. V'atam ki oz nisyashvo daitom aleihem lo da'asas Hashem. While they were conquering and dividing, they weren't settled enough to be able to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would cause that absence to bring tzaraas. V'tishra shechina b'tocham only happened after they conquered and divided. V'chein ani choshev, here he puts in, b'nega begodim. Shelo yinagu elo ba'aretz v'lo hutzrich lemayet mehem chutzlaretz. I don't need a pasuk to exclude it. K'lo yaro sham lolam. It's not going to happen there. We don't have that kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should possibly happen there. Mitnei ze od einam noagim elo b'begodim levenim v'lo b'tzivonim. And it only happens in white garments and not in colored garments. Because maybe the color came out, and it's not the sign. But yeah, the raya is supposed to wear white shirts. That's a clue. I'm just saying that. Ulefichach. Therefore. And therefore he goes to it. Good. But now, v'alderech hapshat mipnei ze yarzu hakosav b'chol posik u'posik habeged o ha'or o ha'shisiv ha'orev. It says it over and over and over again. Ki ha'dover neis. It's all a miracle. So it's clear this is not leprosy of what we would call a sickness or a leprosy that is found in different countries. It has nothing to do with it. It's all ruchni. It's all spiritual. Now the Rambam goes out of its way. The Rambam goes out of his way to explain it, which is not the norm. He usually tells us straight halachas. Now here the Rambam, as we see on the next page, goes to tell us the procedure and where and how it comes.
But how come the Bnei Yisrael has sinned so much to have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed if they had these clear indications on their walls that they're warning them ahead of time?
Now we find, as we go through carefully in Chazal, that there were times that certain things stopped. In other words, because, for example, the sota, right?
Yeah.
So or other things that, because when they saw that it was so rampant, so certain things stopped, weren't worthy of it. When there's not a hatzaras.
So according to Ramban, what about tzaras on the ore in Eretz Yisrael? Is that limited?
Well, if he carefully keeps going back and forth, when he throws in beged and he doesn't, so there is a big discussion. Does it apply just on these things, on all things, but only in Eretz Yisrael? Hatzaras, who shame or omur b'shutfus. Is something that comes in shutfus, in partnership. What does that mean? Kolel inyonim harbe. It includes many, many different things. She'ein dome zeh lezeh. One is not comparable to the next. Why? Sharei, because behold, loben, the white, loben, or ha'odam, when the skin of a person turns white, kari tzaras, that's called tzaras. Nefilas mitzasar orosh, when some of his hair of the head falls out, o azokain of the beard, tsarakorit saras, that's called saras. Shinoayim begodim, when they change color, o abatim, or the house, korit saras. So therefore, tsaras applies in many different situations. That which it happens in many situations, it's called Eino Miminogo Shalom, like the Ramban. It's not in the norm. Elos, it's a sign. Upela, bewilderment. Remember, we said when Ruchni touches Gashmi, like we spoke about. That's Pella. Hoya b'Yisrael kedei lahaziron miloshon orf. That it was to warn them and to keep them away from loshon orf. Which is just, it's an important thing to know that this week should be ma'orer ourselves because of Pasha's Sazriya Mitzorah to think it over. So both in our speech. He didn't speak about it. He didn't say that. That he spoke about it in another place. But he didn't say it. He's talking about what it is, not why he comes. But now we have to strengthen ourselves to start to real think it. We talk it very easily. We text very easily. We email. And we say a lot of things about a lot of people. And this is the time that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us to think it over. We have to be much more careful. Let's continue. Shal misaper b'loshen hara, when you speak loshen hara, mishtanos kiras beso. Every time I read this, Rambam, it's just unbelievable. The walls of your house change color. Im chazar bo, you do tshuva, yitor abayis. The house becomes tohor. V'im amad barisho, if you stayed the way you were, ad shehutu tzabayis, till they took down that part of the house, Mishtanin kli ho'or shebebeso. Then the things made out of leather, shu yoshe, that you sit on, shochev aleim, or that you lay on, they change. Im chozar bo, yitaru, beautiful. V'mamad barisho, ad sheyisrafu, mishtanin abgodim shalom. So now it's getting closer and closer. First it was the walls of your house. Then it was the things that you lay on or sit on. Now that it doesn't help, it's going to go now on your own garments. Im chozar bo, yitaru. V'im amad barisho, you keep going. Ad sheyisrafu, till they burn it. Mishtana oro. Then your own skin changes. V'yitzara, and you have tzaras. V'yemuvdul umafursam levado. They separate you. And everybody knows about you, and you have to be alone for a whole week. No one can talk to you. They put you in a separate place. They have a place where there's a drop-off of food, but you cannot be in contact, not with your friends, not with your wife, not with your children, with no one. No one can deal with it. You'll learn that you can't have what to do with the speech and discussion of Rishoyim. You cannot be involved. And this, on this is what the Torah warns us. Watch. Now, this is one of the most unbelievable things. Zachor. Remember Miriam. Now the Rambam writes, Hare hu ome izbonenu. Think. Ma'ira le Miriam ha neviyah. She was a neviyah. And not only that, she dibra be'achel. She spoke about her brother. Shehi gedola mimenu. She's older than him. Not only that, Bishonim, the Gidla also al Birchel. She brought him up. The Sechna Batzma, and she put herself in danger for him. The Tzilum in Ayam, she saved him from the Yam. And what in the world did she say already? What did she say? Shvihilo Dibra Beginuso.
She didn't say one derogatory thing about him. What did she say? Elatoas. She made a mistake. She shvos oso lishar nevim. She came along and she said, my brother Moshe is as big as any other Navi there is. Pretty bad. Hmm? And for that, we have to remember Miriam all the time. What did she say already? The Hilo Makpid. Moshe couldn't care less that Miriam said anything. She's older, she took care of him, she put him in tzekos, she did everything for him. She says she has some rights. And what did you say already? And for that you remember forever. It's unbelievable, you think about it. Kal v'chomer. So the Rambam says, surely, lebnei adam arishoyim, hatipshim, the fools, shemarbim ledaber godlus v'neflos, they say these things, and they speak about people. Lefichach roi lemi shirotze lechavin or chosav, somebody wants to put his ways in a straight way, lesurachek mi yeshivosam. Don't sit with these people. Don't speak to these people. That the man shouldn't be grabbed in. In the wickedness and in their foolishness. And that's why the Gemara tells us that the Nikiyei Hadas of Yerushalayim, the clean, the very, very special people of Yerushalayim, would never sit down before they know who's sitting at the table. Come to a chasna, give me the list. Who's sitting at the table? If it's worthwhile for me to sit there, I'm in. If not, gizent. That's it, I'm out. Sit with these people. Chmano Islam. And we have to be mechazing because we don't even realize it. I was a Muncie for Shabbos. So a guy came over to me and said, you know, I have to show you this new sefer. By the way, did you hear what happened in Muncie about this? I said, hello, it's not Nagaya. Not Nagaya, I really. You want to show me a safe? I'm happy to see it. But then I look at the safe, he says, but you really have to hear about it. I said, what's in Nagaya? Is it Nagaya, man? No. But we're so used to it, and believe me, I ain't no Shitzadik, you know, I'm telling you. But why? We got so used to it, we just get sucked right in. Yo, you smack a piece? Come on. And right away. And it's not Nagaya, and it's only Surin. Do you know that on an average piece of Lashon Hara, average, 18 Lavin and Asays. 18. If a guy came and asked you, eat a piece of Chazer? Or say a piece of Lashon Hara, I'm not paskening, but if you'd ask me, I tell you, eat the piece of Chazer. Because Chazer is only one or two. It's metamtem the lev. But this is 18, and if it's against the Rav, you got it up to roughly 27. Yeah? Roughly. In one shot, boom. So it's mamish, and not only that, is we're going to see Chazal. It's metame the body, it's metame my mind, and it's metame the neshama. All in one shot, because dibur is the connector to everything. So when you metame the dibur, it touches everything in the whole deal. And we became very lax in it. So a person has to take these pashas. Look at it, sichlusa, foolishness. That's the way they sit in Rishonim. First they speak about nothing. Golnisht. The voice of a fool berov devarim, speaks a lot of things. The next they're talking about derogatory about tzaddikim. And from that, what's going to happen? They'll talk against the prophets. What are they saying already? They embarrass the words. the ultimate boyim ledaber belikim, they'll start talking about Hashem and his mitzvahs, the kofrim bi'ikar. Sheinyan shenema v'yech b'nei yisol devorem ha'shel lo yikein al Hashem alikeyem. V'arei yu oime shesu shamayim piyem l'shoinim telech b'oretz mi gorem lehem. Who caused that to go against shamayim piyem, their mouth? And we have to define why is it that the Torah is so concerned about our dibur. We need to understand that yet. V'zuhi sichas harishoyim shegorem lehem yeshiva kronos yeshiva knesiyot shel amei oretz. That you sit with amei oretz, people who don't know what they're doing, don't know what the halachas are. The yeshivas botei mishtos imshol se sheicha, they're sitting around drinking beer, having nothing to do, stam shmuz. And it's very interesting, because if the guy goes out and he eats a steak that's treif, there's a hanoah in the eating of the steak. You drink something that's not kosher, but there's a hanoah, there's a enjoyment in the eating and the drinking. If we analyze it, what enjoyment do we get from the Lashon Hara?
Nothing.
And yet, ego. Good geschmack at GCPs. Yeah, geschmack. But what's the hanoah? You think about it, it's why.
Ego.
That's what you're telling me, what's the cause of it. That's the cause of it. That's not the enjoyment of it. That's what causes us to do it. Because we think we're better than the other person, so I can talk against them. Right? If it's your mother, you think it over. And if it's your best, whatever, your wife, your children, you know, how many times does it happen? You know, somebody says, you know, the guy down the block, he's mamash a shreklich. And then the guy down the block says that about your son, you'll kill him. But you just said it about the guy down the block. Oh, because down the block, I'm better than him. This, he's talking about my son, me, right? The same exact Ibur. That's because the gaiva gets us to be carried away. That's what we have to understand. But we need to really think, it's very hard, and it's hard to control. Because we're so used to it. Just comes naturally. You know?
It's on TV.
What?
It's on TV.
It's on what?
TV.
Avol. 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 Sichas. Sichas. Avol. Sichas. Kishira Yisov Tzadikeyam Eina Ela B'divrei Torah B'divrei Chochma. ולפיכך הקדוש ברוך הוא עוזר לעוזר על יודם ומזכה עושם שנמה will be, you'll get together עוז נדברו יראי השם, the people who fear Hashem get together איש אל ראיהו, one to a man ויקשיב השם, Hashem listens וישומע, and he hears what we talk about in Torah ויקוסף זיכרון לפונו, he writes it down in the book of remembrance in front of him for to be included in the Yirei Hashem, the ones that fear Him, u'lechoy shvei shemai. So it's clear that was the Rambam and the Ramban both describe what is tzaras. It's not what we can talk about anything in a normal setting, because it isn't in the regular setting. And what we really need to begin to understand is this koyach hadibur. It's a tremendous koyach, and yet we are very easy on it. Now the Gemara in Erechin, it gets long, long Gemara about the Mesapre Lashon Hara and how bad it is. So if you look at about six lines up before it starts getting wide, Amar Reb Yossi ben Zima, Kol Mesapre Lashon Hara, and the Goyim Boyim Olav, and you go down, Amar Reish Lakish, Mitzora Zos, is all things. And the Gemara goes through all many different drushes and different statements about what the Mesapre Lashon Hara are and how it is, so much so that if you go down six lines in the very wide lines, so it says, Omer Rebbe Chama Bachanina, Ma Tekanoso Sho Mesapre Lashon Hara, what, how can you fix it up? Im Talmud Chochamu, Yasek Petora. Shenema mar peloshen eitz chayim, ve'ein loshen elo loshen ora. Shenema chetz elo Torah, so Torah is the way. Because you'll learn to use your koach of dibur in a proper way. So the tshuva of it is to learn how to use your koach hadibur. There's a control aspect, of course, not to say the wrong thing, but it's also I have to retrain myself to use my koach hadibur. If we would be walking with our friend home from shul, and we would say over the Rambam on Friday night, instead of what happened during the week, we would have a totally different understanding, and we would be different people. Because our avalech to chavaderech, I'm talking Torah. So I train myself not to talk about the guy sitting behind me in shul, and not the other guy down the block. I'm talking Torah. It becomes a different thing, and it becomes natural. And after a few weeks, the people who walk home with you either won't walk home with you anymore, or they'll come and walk home with you because they want to hear what you have to say on the parsha. So the guys that don't walk home with you, you shouldn't be walking home with them. And the guys who will learn to talk about the parsha, that you will be Makayim tremendous mitzvahs. You'll change the whole concept. So if we look, turn the page, we see the maral. The maral, we're going to see a number of marals. Maral is in the left hand column there, it's marked. Uvaperek Yesh Ba'erchin Tani Debei Reb Yishmol Kol HaMesaper Loshen Hora Magdil Avonos Kineged Shlosh Averis. It's unbelievable, Gemara. So it's equal to the three Averis, Avodas Elilim, Gilui Avrayis, and Shvichas Damim, the three biggies. K'siv Ocholoshim Medaveres Gidolos, K'siv Avodas Elilim, Ono Chotom Azeh Chotom Gidolo. By Gilui Avrayis, it says, Eicha Sehoro Agidolo Azos. Shvichas Damim, it says, Godol Avonim and Soa. Gidolo, say, Metaitim, Maiminayim, Ufkat Adkan. Dalucha. Now watch. Ki ha'odom yesh bo shlosha chalokim. A human has three parts to him. Ha'echod u'gufo, the body. Ha'sheni nafsho, his soul. Shlishi sichlo. The elu chalokim you do him. That's obvious. Ve'ein tzorech levar, we don't have to explain them. Ki em niglum lakol, everybody knows it.
What's sichlo?
Intellect. And the person does different actions. Yesh pulas, there are certain actions, umaisim tovim, upulas, umaisim roim. There are some things you do that are good, and some things, rachmana litzlan, the other way. The elu apulas vamaisim, but these things, yesh misyachsim yosel aguf, there are some things that relate to the body. V'yesh misyachsim yosel ha-nefesh, and there are those that things that relate to the soul. V'yesh misyachsim yosel ha-seichel that relate to the intellect. V'neim ha-pulus tovos he-mitarin. If they're good, they purify u'mezakin also ha-chelik. That part that the action relates to is purified. Hashem misyachsim elo. V'im ha-maisim he-maveris u'pshoyim. Hey, mekalkulin, rachmona litzlan, umetamim, umafsidim esachelik, eshaosech hatom misyachsim elot. So when we do a good deed, let's say we take our hand and we do a chesed, it is, purifies our physical body by it. But rachmona litzlan, when we do something wrong, we do an aveira, we hit somebody, so it's an aveira, so then it's metame my body. And the same thing is if I use my soul, I use my mind. But Ba'arayis, it says all of this. But we have to know that v'kasha tovin. So now, if you go down to the bottom, he goes through again all of them, but go down to this, the bottom of the next page. It's the biggest Aveira is Gila Arayis. and the chatoim that relate to the nefesh, there's no bigger one than shvichas damim. And that which relates to the seichel, the biggest one is avodas alilim. Why shemeiniach Elohim chag elokim chayim umedabik b'avodas alilim. And therefore it all. But now watch the omru. Ki amesaper loshen ora magdil avonos neged shlosh chatoim. Why? Ki elu shlosh chatoim kol echod ve'echod hu bechelek ha'odom belvad. Each one of these averis are only relating to one aspect of the three aspects of the human being. So if he does it, he makes that one part tomei. When we talk to Lashon Hara, it affects the whole being. Shekeshem shilchatoim is a one. Look at these words, because Dibur is Kol Ha'odom. Dibur is the whole man. We spoke about this, that the Targum learns what does it mean, living being. Va'ave anocho l'ruach memalolo speech. So chaya living is speech. Shiyorze this shows ki geder ha'odom v'hu atzmo bama shehu chay medaber. He's called living because of that which he speaks. V'zehu etzem ha'odom. Very strong language. This is the essence of man. Hashem mischadish mishlosh chalokim, that is from the three parts, guf, nefesh, and seichel, so we're medaber. V'lo kach, hachotei b'lo shenorah v'choy chet hazeh u'bedibur hu etzem odom. That's man. V'lo kach hu chotei b'dovesh hu kol odom. And therefore this chet is equal to all the other three. Because the other three affect only one part. This affects everything. So it's bigger than the other three. Mind-boggling. Let's continue. And now we have a very, very famous medrash. The medrash says, Maisa...
You don't have to give up your life for Lashon Hara like you do for Mariah or other things.
Right.
So it's bigger in a philosophical sense, but not a practical sense.
True, but it's not. I won't say it's 100%. It needs a very big evaluation on it. It's not so simple because if you do it, let's say on the maze, it's not simple. Okay, let's see. Uva Medrash, Maisa Baruch Alecho. It's a famous medrash. There was a salesman. Shoyamarze Biyoros. He would go around the cities. The Omer. Man boi sam chai. Who wants a ointment for life? Who wants it? Vishama bas Rebbe Yoni, old Savar Mulavel, Lavia, she said to her father, Rochel Echo Misabe Vomer Man boi chasam chayim. Because he's going around, he's selling medicine for life. Kara Rebbe Yoni lo Sarochel, he called him in. Show it to me. He took out from his bag Sefer Tehillim uposer boholech ad mi o isha chofetz chayim. Who wants life? Nitzor l'shon chomeira. Hold your speech from bed. Holach Rav Yanai ve'elchilo. Vishkeo, he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink. V'nasan lo voz saloyim amr lo bita lo yisa yodeya pasik zeh. What, you didn't know this pasik? Like, what did the man come and teach you that you didn't know before? Amalo, hein, el bo zeh, this man came, ubiriro, and he explained it. He made it clear to me. What happened? V'yeshu t'mo mo'o, you still have a question. Ki adayin ma'olim muver rochel b'mesh homolo man bo yisai chayim. What did the man clarify to him? What happened? V'chein perakamad avoydezor machus rov Alexandra. Man bo yichayim, man bo yichayim, who wants to live? Kanfule kule alma, so the whole people came running to him. V'otzu l'gabe omrelei, hav lichayim, give me life. Omrelei mi yoyishe chofetz chayim. You know, think about it, that nobody put together all the halachas till this man came along, 1930, 19, put it together, 1920, 1930. It's just unreal. You see that it's all over Chazal, and yet to put it together in one thing, then, until the Chofetz Chaim came along, it wasn't. And he made it in a Shulchan Aruch. It's unreal what the man did. It's... can't even imagine the schar that in Olam HaEmeson. The Yesh L'tmol Gam Kein Al Zeh Lomo Oye Machuz Al Dovo Zeh Yosef Ki Kama V'Kama Devorim Nosnum Chaim. Now watch. Ava Yesh L'chol L'das Ki Ma Shebira Lo HaPosik Hazeh. What this Posik showed us is Ki Aloshen Hu HaChaim L'Odom. Our speech is the life for man. Afim tim sedvar marbe ashomer osam heim chayim lodom mikomo kamein dova kamo aloshin shivadu chayim lodom. Speech is the key to life. Right? That's what the Chazal teach us. The Pasuk teaches us. Amoves v'chayim is in the deep. Biyar aloshin. ולפיכו חיירוכל מחליז מן בו יחסם חיים וזה כי הסם יש לו דו וזה שעודו מניח הסם על גופו. You put the salve on your body והריטי הזו סיקשור עליו לגמרי. Something's on it. You put the salve on it שרפו אינו עליו לגמרי אינו מרפא כל כך. It's not on the body. And you put it on, כי מסם דובק על הגוף וצריך רפוא אז עודו מקורב לפוא יוסה. And therefore, lefichach shar dvarim like Torah, afak pisha gafal gavsha Torah is also chamoves, as we say, samtim is dvar eila, like Gemara says in Kedushin, mikol makom ein adome. Look at these words, ki atorah rechokum in adam atzmo. It's a distance you have to internalize. Ki atorah sichlus legamrei, ve'ein atorah sam legamrei l'adam. Because the Lashon is in man. It's him. And therefore, that is life. And therefore, the Chaim is in the Dibur. And what the man taught him was, take it simple, pshat. Don't think it's some highfalutin pshat. Push it. Dibur is life. And therefore, what we do with our Dibur, that's called life. You want to live? Watch your Dibur. Push it. And besides that, in the medicine field and in the psychological field, they have a whole thing that if you don't speak about others and you just evaluate yourself and work on it, you're a much calmer person. And therefore, you can live longer because you're not in competition with anyone else, you're not in relationship with someone else, you're just yourself. Push it. But here he's telling us it's Mamish Chaim. And in fact, if you look at the next page, the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk says, Al no tihi kameis hasher b'tseiso meirecham imo v'yeochel chatzi b'soro. And this is when Miriam has tzaras. So the Pasuk says, don't be like a mace. Look at Rashi. Al no tihi kameis hachosein uzu, don't make it that way. Kameis. Shamitsora Choshev Kemes. He's dead. Ma Meis Mitame Babiyav Mitsora Mitame Babiyav. But we know he's included in the Gemara and the Dorim as one of the people, Choshev Kemes. He doesn't belong in society. He doesn't belong to be part of society. He should be on the outside altogether. He just doesn't belong. And then we see again, we see this Gemara, this, look at the Targum inside. So the Targum on the left side, so he, the Odom's nefesh chayo, the living being, is speech. And therefore, it's so key, the speech. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us the following. Look at this Gemara. Top line. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Kol Talmud Chacham. Sha'omrim Dava Shmua B'fimi B'hiv. That you say over something from his mouth. You say over something from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal. Boil Mazer, Sifsoisov, Doivavois, Bekever. His lips move in the grave. What does that mean? What does that mean that his lips are moving in the grave? So if you turn to the next page, we see an interesting thing. Kol Talmud Chacham Sha'omer B'Shmua Mipirish. Ki haTorah lo shayich ba misa. Torah, there's no such thing as death. Torah is forever lasting and it's always alive. V'kasha omrim dova shmua mipiv u'mischaber, and we connect misha omru alocha mishmo el achayim al yedei haTorah shichayim, so we connect the dead with his Torah to the living, we bring life on his lips. Because he's connected to living. To Torah, with his no death. The aim pierce of Sosodovios, they must vossum in a gufa mace, rak al koach adibri. You know what it says? It doesn't mean literally the lips move. It means the man's koach of dibur. You find in many places that that's called koach. So when Torah is there, the nefesh is alive. And the koach is alive. Whereas chas v'sholem the other way. Therefore, we look on the next page. See, so he brings a Gemara. Let's go down on the left side. Let's go down on the left side. See, so he brings this Gemara here. V'yira Pirusha. Left side. Kihani tane davok v'tzavu rafa v'in davok v'tzavu v'chen yosem odem atzmo kilo ye odikim abriyas. Ragia roa the eino nira. You should be seen the eino nira, but not be seen. She roa sabrius vaya nivdom and abrius the gamre achla yashal yajgia chalim. Ava yajgia chalabrius uvaze who roa acherim. Avalena nira mayem kilo yechibur vitsiruf el abrius. Don't be connected. Because ose kach talmido miskayim, ki agashe yesh lo yichus v'dimyon el aseichel. When you connect to your intellect, mikabel Torah sichlus v'aseichel asher omed ba'odom, then you're connected. And the Talmud Chacham has that. But if Rachmona Litzlan were connected to our dibur in a wrong way, so we're mace. Well, I had a very moving experience a number of years ago, is that when you go to a chasna that's local, it has a very big advantage. You could leave, and you can come back, and you still can do constructive things instead of wasting hours and hours of your existence. Anyhow, so I was at a chasna, and I left after the chuppah, and I was going to a base medrash. So an old man comes to me, old is relatively young, an old man comes and says to me, where are you going? I said, I'm going in this wing. I said, this is this area. He said, would you mind giving me a lift? I said, no, please, I'm covered. He gets into the car, and I said, listen, it's none of my business, and I'm really sorry for asking, but aren't you the grandfather of the Kala? He said, yeah. I'm the grandfather, Kala. So I said again, I'm sorry, but
where are you going? He said, when you get to heaven, they ask you four questions. One's the question, whether it's the first or the second, is kavata itim l'torah. Did you set times that you learn? My set time to learn is my chavrusa 8 to 9. So when I get to heaven, I want to answer. So I'm going now to learn 8 to 9. 9, I'll be back. That's my kavata itim. I was like moved. This is a man who's serious. He's looking. He's got it in mind. So he said, why, he's gone, his grandpa? Yeah, you know? You know, the Rabbi Avigdor Miller, my daughter-in-law, is a great-granddaughter of Rabbi Avigdor Miller. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller would not come to the Chasna, even of his grandchildren, if it wasn't in Brooklyn. And if it's in Brooklyn, he would come to the chuppah, go home, and come back for the last dance. So one of the people in the family asked him, Zayd, where are you going? He said, I'm jamming for the big test. I don't got time. I'm jamming. It's a different outlook on life. Shari Tshuva. Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shah Gimel, which is always a good Shah to learn, because there he speaks about the mitzvahs, asays, and the los asays, and what we need to do. So he says, look what he said. The yesh is going to go in a few words. The yesh otam nichpad ol al kulam. Ve'elov ramaznu bepesach dvareinu binyan akitos haros haniskoros. We spoke about these bad groups. Kadova Yadua, Kimidarke Kiddush Hashem Yizborach Lodia Bechol Mivto Sifosayim, the movement of the lips. Ubechol Asheyirmezu Einayim, Ubechol Anhoga Pol Yadayim. So he goes through each one of what they do. Now, go down just at. About 6 lines up from the bottom on that side. They mechalalim es haTorah. When they speak a different thing other than Torah, they mechalalim. Al kein yovdu mitoch hakol v'yichlu mipiyem keim ovdim es Hashem mibli esek haTorah. V'al odov yedua kein avodim eskayim bilti aldei lomdei Torah. You need to be learning Torah. Kein yoro, that's, they're going to show you what to do. And then what's going to be, you have to be so careful with your koyach hadibur. And therefore, a person who doesn't use his koyach hadibur properly is desecrating his koyach hadibur. That's a long... Now, let's go a little further. I still want to get a few things in. So let's go. Top right corner. Amar Reish Lakish. My dichsiv. Zos tia Torah samitzora, zui torasa shomotzi shem ra, da, ki anegoyim ruuyim levo almish hu nivdal min hametzius. Now watch carefully. The negoyim, it's proper that they should come on someone who's out, who's separated from reality. Kamosham Ratora Eitzela Mitzora Bodod Yeshev, a guy who has Taras will sit outside Michutz Lamachane Moshovo. Kikach Roya Washem Nega, the one who has a Nega belongs outside. We Yoshotzem in Amachane, because he's not part of reality. V'yomar Shein Roya Laze Rak Bal Loshonora. Ki kva izbaya lamalo ki amesape loshonora ki lukofer biiker ubianu ki atam ki abal loshonora nivdal minam nimtzoyim. He's out of reality. The reality isn't to speak about people. The reality of Hashem's world is not to be derogatory about others. And if a guy speaks, he's not part of reality.
It's a very strong language. Reality shows that Hashem runs the world. You speak against people, you're denying Hashem's existence. A guy who's a Baal Lashon Hara, it's worthy they should throw him to the dogs. And therefore, she get the nega. And therefore, that's the one.
So here, this approach to the nega is that it's an onesh.
Well, it's an onesh
in other words, when we started off, so the approach of the Ramban was that it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The concept.
Right.
But it's because you separated yourself.
Okay, Eino Chinami, but I could be punished. That's not the punishment. That's a warning sign to
That's
me.
Right.
Wake up, do tshuva.
Right.
But here...
That's because I haven't taken the wake-up call.
Right.
So now the punishment is you'll be chutz l'machah. Why? Because you are not part of reality.
You got too far.
And you're not part of reality. Look at this graph on the next page. 2, 4, 6, about... The Tam. Go down about 7 lines in the graph itself. In the middle of the lines. The Tam. Mipnei... Because everything that a person does, watch. Nosnim lo ruach mimorom. Hashem gives you a certain spirit from upstairs. Vuhu misayeya oso, and he's going to help you. Lasos o devarim ka'ela, to do similar acts. Vizeh ruach eino noch. Vishokat, it doesn't rest and be quiet. Acheosa o dvorim kaela vunen emem, and he gets enjoyment. Umizeh yeshlo nachas ruach, and you're going to enjoy it. Hey mitzvah dvar mitzvah or rachmona litzlan, hey bedvar avera vizehu, and that's what we mean. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Because when you do a mitzvah, Hashem gives the ruach from heaven that causes you to do other mitzvahs. And aveira is goreres aveira. V'chol devar aveira she gedola, gam haruach habo mimenu he gedola, and what happens from it? Misave od yosel aveira. So you first talk a little bit of Lashon Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the ruach for it. And now it's going to be avetaiva for it. And you will learn to speak bigger, as we saw in that Rambam. V'chein b'dvar mitzvah, gedola bo ruach mimokum kodesh mod, it comes from a very holy source. Who misave o ma'od l'mitzvah. V'nene ma'od mitmach mazeh me'amitzvah. Hashem makes it that you enjoy shaking that lulav. You enjoy walking to shul. V'yodua sh'amitzvah gedolah mikol ha'mitzvah s'zlimer ha'torah. U'lehefech, devorim, betelim, and leitzonis she'im hefech ha'torah. So Hashem, you want that? Hashem will make it. You enjoy Dvarim B'Teilim? He'll give it to you. Leitzonis, it's from the worst Averis. But you want it? He'll give it to you. Not only will he give it to you, he's going to develop in you a taiva for it. Af she'ein bozeh oylem azeh. It's like a well that keeps growing and coming up. And it's an Aveira Gedola, and therefore the Ruach. So we bring it upon ourselves. We're our worst enemy.
because once we get involved in it, it gets more and more. On the other hand, when we start to learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a ruach in us, we become bigger and bigger and bigger in Torah. And that's how we become. And therefore, it goes that way. So if you look on the left side, you see a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, on the left-hand column there, you see, it says, Gemara in Chulin, Stam Akum Mifa Poi. He uses his mouth. V'cholzim ipnei shu shivam umos shemora alem os ha'ayin. Sheyesh behem agoli agomur. Why is it that it's 70? Because 70 is ayin. Ayin is an eye. You see, it's open. So you talk. V'lakach motzi akol el agoli. Hefach Yisrael, shein ba'alei sod. They are people of secret. K'mo shemora al zeh ha'alef. Shu loshen pela k'mo shizboa. So a Jew's goal is to be quiet. You know, it's interesting. You go into a place and you sit with a person and he doesn't say too much. So what do you say about him? What a non-sociable guy. He's sitting there, he doesn't say too much. What do you mean he doesn't say too much? He's a Baal Soyed. He's watching his Dibur. He doesn't want to do anything wrong. He wants to have the Ruach of Torah in him. He doesn't want to get involved in him. We call him unsociable. What do you mean he's cool like Kedusha? Right? Unsociable. You know, your daughter goes out on a date with a guy who doesn't say too much. She comes home. What do you
not
say?
Not getting a second date.
That's how I see it. Ah, but it's about something to think about this. See?
Now, David, on the other hand, I wish that when these guys come to his house, they keep quiet.
Tom, but now we know David HaMelech. Look at this. David HaMesugel Befrat. He's the one who writes me, O Ish Chofetz Chaim, David HaMelech, who yadua lechachomim uvnevonim v'ikah kochol shel David hoya aloshen. David HaMelech, on the other hand, is loshen. We know the whole Tehillim. Lasset b'shiros v'shishbochos, as we say throughout the davening, hu kochol b'loshen ha'tov, l'tov, v'doro yekochom b'loshem l'ra. David stands against them. David hu melech rishon. Melech is not only a king on land, a king is in control. And whoever is in control can control his dibur. The weaklings have no control. That we're going to sit around and say, who knows what, we're weak beings. Because if we'd be strong, we'd be able to control what we say and what we don't say. V'chol melech shirotze limloch al am echod b'tchilo yeshol misnagdin. There are people that will come against them, v'im efech lo. V'lokach yadoa genachi tofel and avnen. All this to them. But David is the one who shiras b'shiks bocho is. And therefore, all his enemies fall, because he's the one who's in control. The weakling, he's denying in all the things. So the Baal Lashon Hara, the weakening of the weak. Because he can't control. Can't control his deeper. Now look at this piece of Zohar. It's an unbelievable piece. And we'll go to the bottom. It's where it's in Lashon HaKodesh. Boeri ye, come and see. Kishe his orus hazeh shel Lashon Hara mis oreres lamata. When there's a movement down here to talk Lashon Hara, as nechlash iklason hazeh, so it's weak down here. Malu keshkushov umakim oso beolo. It goes upstairs. Vinisoro merosho adraglov, and it has an effect on your whole body. Ki kashkoshov olam isores, moora kol aguf, heim kol ovre din v'chok shemichutz. Pirush. Now watch what he says, Tapu. Ki anochosh v'chol asitra acher,
Ein lohem bechuza ela mimalchus de kedusha. They can't hold on to you. They have nothing to do. Just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us to give him some rights. Besuva aregila yoredes moves. Ela bavon loshin hora. Az ola amalchus bebina. V'nechas ha-nechosh min ha-malchus shebemokum bina. The nechosh gets control. Ki kmo ba loshon hara matil pagam ba'odom. When a person speaks loshon hara, is a blemish in the being. She'ein bo pagam kach lemala ola din. It comes upstairs. And then what happens? Do you cause a pagam in Shamayim? Now the Nachosh has control, and in Midas Adin he can come down here and do different things because you talk Lashon Hara. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, as the Nefesh HaChayim writes over and over again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a tremendous koach that with the Torah you could bring in all the brachas in the world. But Rachmana Litzlan, with the other way, you can bring other things to the world. And let's just see that last piece. Ba'od yesh l'cho l'das, Maral writes, ki kol ha'negoyim ein boyim ala odom, hei mafridim u'mavdilim oso min ha'klal, like he said. He separates. The purpose is to break you away, that everyone should see this is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Let's say a person doesn't think he's anything, but he doesn't talk bad things. He's still part of the klal. But about lashon hara, forget it. Rakim roi ubal gaiva. Which is one of the things that we have to understand, that Lashon Hara, as we mentioned, comes from Gaiva, which is another terrible Midah. And that Midah brings in, and it's Meshuk, it's disgusting by Hashem. Hashem Nivdom and Akal Klal Lazeruim Lo. So you break your way, and therefore Gaiva, you have nothing to do with Hashem. Lashon Hara, you have nothing to do with Hashem. All of these things. But we're not Zeichah to have the Tzaras. If we had the Tzaras, it would be very clear to us. We would be more Nesayr. And the Chofetz Chaim writes that many of the sicknesses that we have and many of the problems that we have are all because of Lashon Hara. And therefore, we don't see it. It would be, if we were Milosh 1 Esrei and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would drop a little piece of paper down and you